Hello.
Good day. It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. I don't know if you realize this, but it's like, I think either 100 days or 99 days or something like that. We're getting very close to Christmas.
Oh, you shut your mouth, you.
Why Christmas is almost here.
Oh my gosh, you're right. No, because, well, next month's October. That's when the holidays, like,
right,
basically start up. It's crazy.
Yeah. And we skip all those other holidays because, you know, we skip right. I mean, that's the thing, is Halloween is old news right now because the decorations and all that, all the stuff has been in the stores for months on end now. And just about every store you're going to walk into today, I'm sure, will have a combination of both. It's just holiday vomit in every store. You got the candy over here. Yep. You got the tinsel and the Christmas trees, and it's just an absolute mess. And then when Halloween on November 1st, what happens is that everything in the store gets completely cleared out.
Yeah.
The candy goes on the clearance aisle, yep, which that's where I like to go.
Yep, same.
But then the Christmas decorations are fully out.
Which I don't understand why they always have to skip Thanksgiving. I'm like, that's a delicious holiday.
It is, but as far as decorations go, I don't think you ever drive by and say, oh, they decorated for Thanksgiving. How lovely.
Well, I mean, sometimes I like to put up a good turkey decoration.
There you go.
Yeah, something
of
that sort.
Put a giant turkey on your roof.
That's pretty much, yeah. It's just crazy to like see that it's already coming to that time of year again. I feel like this year's just flown by and it was basically just Christmas.
So I'm going to be moving into a new house here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that while I'm doing work on like the outside and all that, I should probably just put my Christmas lights up.
I mean,
what do you think about that?
Okay.
It'll probably be like, I'm thinking we're going to be in the new house, hopefully like October 1st-ish.
Okay.
So is that okay to put my Christmas decorations up?
So are you planning on actually lighting them yet, though?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I might. I don't know. I want to see how my electric bill is going to be first month.
No, that's smart. I don't know. I see. Okay. I think it's reasonable to be able to put them up in October, November range. Well, even October, just because it's still warm enough outside, you know, when you're putting stuff up when it's December and your hands are freezing and you can barely like clip things on, and then you just get so frustrated because it's cold and then you're dealing with everything. So I think it is reasonable to put them up in October, but I just don't know about lighting them just yet.
Well, another reason and why I'm asking this is I actually have proof that we should be putting them up even as soon as now. This psychoanalyst guy was talking with somebody, and his name is Steve McEwen.
Okay.
And he said, although there could be a number of symptomatic reasons why someone would want to obsessively put up decorations early, most commonly for nostalgic reasons, either to relive the magic or to compensate for past neglect. Now, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of the childhood. So decorations are simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical, emotional things of excitement. So putting up those Christmas decorations early helps extend the excitement. So you were talking earlier off the air about how you said, oh, man, I'm glad it's sunny today because I don't like the gloom and of winter and fall.
Yeah.
So maybe it might help put some Christmas decorations up. Maybe we should put them up in here.
It's okay. I can do that. Yeah. I think we could brighten up the studio a little bit because we have this one light that is right above us that we never turn on just because it flickers and it drives us crazy.
Fluorescent lighting, as much as it fills a room or an office, I think is the worst lighting ever invented.
Oh my gosh. And whoever decided that was a good idea is just crazy because it's like in so many buildings, obviously, because they put these in years ago. And you're just like, why is that flickering so much? Or why is it? I don't know. To me, it makes me kind of tired when I am under fluorescent lighting for too long, because it just like affects my eyes. Anytime, you know, people take down their decorations or turn them off at like after January and everything, it gets so depressing. So I kind of do like this idea to be able to spread that cheer a little bit longer, whether it being before or even after. So
I think I left mine up for at least almost until Valentine's. Luckily, mine were just like white lights.
Yeah. See, and I think that's fine because that's, I feel like you could just leave up white lights because it's kind of like a generic-y vibe. Because like I have white lights that I have in my apartment just to brighten up the place or add a nice little like touch if I don't want the full out lightings on, light on. So no, I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and some people would probably say like, oh man, must be nice. You put up your Christmas lights and keep them on for those as many months. Well, they're solar powered, so I'm not wasting any energy.
Oh, that's great.
So they were great.
Look at you. Where are you getting those from?
Amazon.
Oh, I should check some of those out. Yeah. Well, I mean, I have an apartment, so I can't really do anything.
You
but
got a
when
window, though.
I do have a... Yes.
Or you can just do it like a calculator. I'm pretty sure you can just use a flashlight to charge it up.
So. That's true. But also, I have a cat now, so I don't know about...
Oh, yeah. No, that cat's going to tear apart everything, so I probably wouldn't do that.
Oh, I started thinking about putting up my Christmas tree the other day. Just when I do put it up, I'm like, that's not going to go very well this year, is it?
Nope. You probably should not have a Christmas tree. You should probably maybe have a wreath on the door.
I'm just going to build a wall around the tree so that way she can't get to it. So it's going to be like pointless. But
the cat will find a way.
She will, I know.
It always finds a way. But, you know, is it too early? The middle of September now. Is it too early to put up your Christmas decorations? We do want to hear from you. You can always reach out to us in any way you want. Get a hold of us on Facebook. Talk to us. You can email us. You can send us something, maybe a podcast idea that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Something on your mind. We'd love to hear from you, as always. So many ways to get in contact with us. And we promise that we'll reply, unlike some people that don't reply to emails.
Yeah. Like some of the people we work with sometimes.
Like, I know.
I'm like, did you get that email? They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay.
I did, but could you send it again just because so I have it? And it's like, That might be another topic for another day
for the Brunch Time Podcast. That's a great topic, actually, yes.
But it's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb and download the Coast app so you can listen wherever you are. And you don't miss a thing, especially you can binge watch or binge listen, that is, to our podcast right here, wherever you find your podcast.
I was going to say, I'm like, is there a camera here?
Soon, there might be.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we're out of here.